This is The Show That Goes Like This with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
A huge welcome, everybody. Yes, it's The Show That Goes Like This once again. It's Tuesday. It's just gone 6 o'clock. The news is done and dusted for another couple of hours, which means it's me, Ben Simmons, with you up until 8 o'clock with slightly wacky things going on in tonight's episode of The Show That Goes Like This, as if there wasn't every single week. Huge thanks, as ever, to Joe Bailey for another wonderful drive time show, getting everyone home safely and with happy ears for 3 whole hours throughout the afternoon. And she'll be back again tomorrow. Don't forget to tune in 3 till 6, Phoenix Drive Time with Joe Bailey. So, what's coming up on The Show That Goes Like This tonight? Well, as ever, we'll have some celebrity birthdays. We'll pay a couple of visits to the weird world of news. We'll have an intense debate raging across the internet and social media. I will also tell you about the wacky holidays that occur on the 18th of April, the day of the broadcast. But very excitingly for me tonight, after almost a year away, BicLol is back. If you've only been listening for less than a year and you've just heard me say that and thought, what the heck is BicLol? You will understand why now there is a fanfare when I say BicLol is back. Yes, the very tense quiz that happens on The Show That Goes Like This, now back every week. Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends. The acronym BicLol has been used by quite literally tens of people since this quiz started, and really it deserves its own special promo to help whet your appetites for about 7 o'clock tonight.
Not true. That's impossible.
I'm on edge here, but my heart's pounding. Come on. That music's not helping.
I think I am ready in a way.
Okay. Yeah?
That's terrifying. That's terrifying. Oh.
Can I just say, I was genuinely quite stressed through all of that.
Yes, BicLol is back. Another unsuspecting victim slash competitor will be taking part in Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends just after 7 o'clock tonight, so stay tuned to these very airwaves, 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. Also available on smart speaker, and if you're on Mixcloud, you can get the video feed into the studio as well. What on earth are we doing musically tonight? Well, I'll kind of explain why in a moment, because there are lots of ridiculous holidays to tell you about, but I want to get an initial track on the airwaves for you this evening. So to that end, with Paint It Black, it's classic Rolling Stones.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. Anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls go by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes. I icy door turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. Great start from the Rolling Stones. Why am I playing the Rolling Stones? Let me tell you about wacky holidays on the 18th of April. Such as, did you have literally any idea that this day is National Velociraptor Awareness Day? Remember, if you're new to the show, I never share with you holidays that don't exist. These are genuine things that are recognised and celebrated somewhere in the world. National Velociraptor Awareness Day. Yes, that is actually a thing. And I find it slightly bizarre as well. So, yeah, velociraptors are about the size of a wolf. About 120 pounds, something like that. I'll tell you more about velociraptors later on, but yeah, more similar to modern birds of prey than you would naturally suspect. But there we go. It's National Velociraptor Awareness Day. It's also Newspaper Columnists Day. For every day they had to write newspaper columns, why do they need a particular day? Here's a ludicrous one. Get ready. National Transfer Money to Your Daughter's Account Day. All those parents with only male offspring currently very, very glad about it. Phew, I don't have to transfer money to my son. Who invented that? Someone that needed a lot of money on a particular day and was a daughter. National Transfer Money to Your Daughter's Account Day genuinely exists. Wow. Also, slightly forebodingly, hence we need a different jingle, it's International Dark Sky Week. Sounds a bit worrying. Foreboding indeed. International Dark Sky Week. But it's also National Coin Week. And as well, for all you statistics fans, people who love maths, it's also, all throughout April, Mathematics and Statistics Awareness Month. I don't really know why, but there we go. So I'm going to share with you some statistics. Firstly, about Great Britain and Northern Ireland, the United Kingdom, if you like. It spans 240,000 square kilometres, 94,000 square miles, the UK. There we go, there's a stat for you. I'm going to share you enough stats to get you through the rest of the month today. Mathematics and Statistics Awareness Month. But musically then, we got going with Paint It Black because it is International Dark Sky Week. No, we don't need the foreboding jingle again. We've had it, though. And I did put the call out on social media to you lovely leg-end listeners once again to suggest some appropriate tracks to help us celebrate International Dark Sky Week, clearly running for these 7 days. So Phil Whelan, straight in there with the Rolling Stones and Paint It Black, suggested on my Facebook page earlier on. Thank you very much, Phil. If you want to get in touch with me at any point during the live show, yes, social media is the place to do it. Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, my personal page and my radio page, and on Twitter at Ben Sim Radio as well. And you can tweet me, message me, tag me, whatever you want to do in any of those places, and I'll see your messages. And many people have done in the run-up to the show and suggested tracks for tonight. So thank you, Phil Whelan, but also thank you to Laden Tunchai. On International Dark Sky Week, she wants to hear Coldplay singing about a sky full of stars.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Coldplay and A Sky Full of Stars. Hope your Tuesday evening is treating you well. It's nice now we're getting slightly longer evenings, lighter evenings, brighter evenings. Yes, I love it when you get fully into summer and it's still light at like 9:30. Brilliant. So, plenty more great music still to come throughout the show. We're going to get to hear the likes of Adele later, Bruce Springsteen, The Beatles, The Darkness, Steps, Simply Red, Donna Summer, Lionel Richie. So much to look forward to musically, and all the great features as well. Celebrity birthdays coming fairly soon. Wacky holidays we've already shared with you. There will be an intense debate raging, which I will tell you about after the next track to give you enough time to vote on it. You want a sneak preview? At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. It's only available on Twitter, and you can cast your vote with a single click or tap, but I'll talk about it after the next track. And don't forget, Bic Lol is back in about 40 to 45 minutes time. Hugely exciting this week, I'm sure you will agree. Absolutely fantastic. But still celebrating International Dark Sky Week, let's have classic Bond movie theme. It's Adele and Skyfall. I guess every male actor has wondered whether they could play James Bond. Everyone's thought about it at one point. Thought it'd be quite cool. Although I don't think it's accurate, that thing at the start where you see James Bond coming towards you in a sort of tunnel vision and then he shoots and then the red thing drops down over your eyes. I think it just fades to black, really, but there we go.
This is the end. Hold your breath and count to ten. Feel the earth move. Hear my heart burst again, for this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment, so overdue I owe day. Swept away, I'm stolen.
Stand tall and face it all together.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Adele and Skyfall, suggested by Stuart Anthony on social media in the run-up to this programme. Thank you very much, Stuart, for that suggestion. Hope you're glad to hear it made it onto the show that goes like this, Airwaves. Now, I did say I would tell you all about the intense debate that will be raging, and I must tell you because there's only about an hour and 20 minutes of voting time left. So, what is tonight's intense debate all about? Well, with it being Mathematics and Statistics Awareness Month, I decided, no, we don't need the jingle, thank you. Mathematics and Statistics Awareness Month, yes, I have decided to run an intense debate asking, what are you happier dealing with, words or numbers? Are we word fans or number fans? Are we statisticians or lexicographers? You know, it's up to you to decide. Whichever wins will be the dominant thing this evening. Just to let you know, other intense debates we've had in recent weeks. Which is better on holiday, swimming or sunbathing? Swimming took the vote there. What would you miss more if it was gone, the internet or chocolate? And the internet won that vote. What's better about flowers, the look or the smell? The look won that vote. And also, which is better, lemon or lime? Lime took that vote. So tonight, bearing in mind it is Mathematics and Statistics Awareness Month, we are asking, what are you happier dealing with, words or numbers? Get yourself to at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, or search for Ben Simmons and you'll see a cartoon avatar of me wearing glasses looking at a jaunty angle at you. And it's a single click or tap to cast your vote. It will be the top tweet at the top of the profile. Single click or tap. And why not give it a retweet? Give it a share. Go crazy so more people can cast their vote tonight. But only a few votes have trickled in so far, but all I'm going to say is it's very, very close at the moment. A couple of votes could swing it either way. What are you happier dealing with, words or numbers, if you have a strong preference? At Ben Sim Radio, single click or tap to cast your vote. Get involved, get interactive on the show that goes like this. That is quite literally what we love. Now then, a track suggested by a fellow Phoenix presenter, the wonderful Rob Harvey, who will be in tonight at 8 o'clock with Synth City. He would like to hear on my show on National Velociraptor Awareness Day. But of course, all the music relates to International Dark Sky Week. I guess you can have a dark blue sky, can't you? It's ELO. Cheers, Rob.
Please to be with you.
FM.
ELO and Mr. Blue Sky. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. And don't forget, probably in about 30 minutes' time, Bic Lol is back.
Not true. That's impossible.
I'm on edge here. But my heart's pounding. Come on. That music's not helping.
I think I am ready in a way.
Okay.
Good? That's terrifying. That's terrifying.
Oh.
Can I just say, I was genuinely quite stressed through all of that.
Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends returns in about 30 minutes' time after almost a year away. How the heck has that happened? But back with a vengeance tonight. You will want to tune in for that. 98.0 if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. Also available on Smart Speaker. And on Mixcloud.com if you want the webcam feed into the studio. Very, very exciting. I'm going to play one more track and then I'm going to let you know some facts about Velociraptors. Because the 18th of April, National Velociraptor Awareness Day. I don't know why. Nobody knows why. But Bruce Springsteen knows why this track relates to International Dark Sky Week. Cheers, Bruce.
Start a fire without a spark. This gun's behind.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this. I did promise facts about velociraptors, because the 18th of April is National Velociraptor Awareness Day. And the first thing you should be aware of with regards to velociraptors is the Jurassic Park and Jurassic World franchise, sadly, has lied slightly about velociraptors and what they were like, because special effects wizards involved in those films have confessed they modelled the velociraptor on the much bigger and more dangerous looking raptor, Deinonychus antiropus, whose name isn't quite as catchy or easy to pronounce. Deinonychus antiropus. It's not a velociraptor, it's a different kind of raptor, who lived 30 million years before the velociraptor. So, yeah, Jurassic World could have changed things, but stuck with the bigger velociraptor fibs. Real velociraptors, firstly, didn't have scales, they had feathers, and were much more the size of a big chicken, apparently. So, yeah, there you go. That would have been slightly weird, wouldn't it? Oh, no, these terrible dinosaurs are chasing us. They're just a bit like big chickens. But they did have very sharp claws that they would attack their prey with. There's no evidence whatsoever that velociraptors hunted in packs, which is portrayed in those movies, and that they had heightened levels of intelligence for doing so. But to date, any identified velociraptor specimens have been of solitary individuals. So the idea they ganged up on prey in cooperative packs probably again stems from the Deinonychus raptor, rather than a velociraptor. Larger ones may have hunted in packs to bring down larger dinosaurs. So there we go. Apparently velociraptor's IQ has been wildly exaggerated. So, upsettingly, probably not as intelligent as they're made to look in the Jurassic Park and Jurassic World movies. But, as I said, their main weapons were their curved hind claws, 3 inches long, used to slash, jab and disembowel their prey. So paleontologists have guessed that velociraptors would stab their prey in the stomachs and then withdraw to a safe distance while they sadly passed on, and then leap on them afterwards. Crikey! Okay, so still quite fearful things, but about the size of a big chicken, rather than the sort of mini T-Rex they were sort of portrayed to be in the movies. There we go. Movies exaggerate things. You're shocking me with this information. Well, well. Right, time for more music. Time for music. I never attributed Bruce Springsteen. Springsteen? Who's Springsteen? Bruce Springsteen. That's not easy to say. Dancing in the Dark, suggested by Sue Burton on social media earlier on today. Thank you very much, Sue. Pat Nearney's got in the act for the next one as well. Remember, it's International Dark Sky Week. Tracks that link to that, no matter how tenuously, are valid in the early part of the show, and Pat suggested this offering. Very good suggestion, sir. Of course, famously covered by Gareth Gates and the Kumars for Comic Relief one year. I worked with Gareth Gates a couple of years back. I think he still sings this. Not with the Kumars now. Everyone's moved on. They don't hang around together that much. But this is the original anyway. Classic. According to Pat Nearney anyway. Norman Greenbaum. Spirit in the Sky.
When I die and the name of the rest, gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky. Going up to the spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go.
FM.
Spirit in the Sky, Norman Greenbaum. Huge thanks to Pat Nearney for suggesting that. It's the show that goes like this, somehow already 45 minutes in. Where is the time going this evening? Excitingly, though, that means in around about 15 to 20 minutes' time, Bicklol will be back. I know your appetite is whetted. WH whetted, not liquid whetted. That would be weird. Anyway... So much stuff still to come. We haven't done celebrity birthdays yet. I'll try and squeeze that in. The intense debate is raging already. What would you rather deal with, words or numbers? Very, very close in the voting still. At Bensim Radio to get your vote cast on Twitter. Single click or tap and it will count. But voting will close in just under an hour. So many things to think about time-wise on the show that goes like this. Just after 7 o'clock, Bicklol is back after almost a year away. Round about 7:45, voting closes on tonight's intense debate. What would you rather deal with? Letters or Numbers. Loads of great tracks still to come. We will be hearing from The Darkness at some point. We will be hearing from Steps at some point. We will be hearing from Simply Red, Donna Summer, Sixpence None the Richer, Lionel Richie. Very, very exciting, I'm sure you'll agree. Celebrity birthdays will probably do after this next track. I haven't even thought about paying a visit to the Weird World of News. Those things will have to happen after BitLol now. Wow, so much getting squeezed in. 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else. Available on Mixcloud. And you can just ask your smart speaker device to play Phoenix FM and it absolutely will do. Now then, suggested by the wonderful Ellie Miles, is this from Sam Bailey. I heard an ensemble version of this, but it's pretty nice as a soloist as well.
Skies are crying, I am watching, catching teardrops in my head. Only silence as it's ending, like we never had a chance. Do you have to make me feel like there's nothing left for me? You can take everything I have. You can break everything I am, like I'm made of glass, like I'm made of paper. Go on and try to tell me down. I will be rising from the ground like a skyscraper. Like a skyscraper. As the smoke clears, I awaken and untangle you from me. Would it make you feel better to watch me while I bleed? All my windows still are broken, but I'm standing on my feet. You can take it.
FM.
Great track. X Factor winner Sam Bailey with Skyscraper, suggested by Ellie Miles. Thank you so much. Just a little over 10 minutes away from BitLol's return now. I'm excited. I'm sure you are as well.
Not true. That's impossible.
I'm on edge here. My heart's pounding. Come on. That music's not helping.
I think I am ready in a way.
Okay. Good.
That's terrifying. Terrifying.
Oh.
Can I just say, I was genuinely quite stressed with all of that.
Other people could well be stressed about it in about 10 minutes or so. Stay tuned, 98.0 phoenixfm.com, to hear what goes on in tonight's Bic Lol back on the show that goes like this from this evening. Oh, yes, and you can check out the League table, or the League Live table, or the League Leave table. I don't know what any of them are, but... You have to go to my blog on my Phoenix FM page, phoenixfm.com, click on schedule, click on the show that goes like this on a Tuesday night. It will take you to my own blog page where all previous editions of this show are available to download and listen to at your leisure, or just peruse and look at the lovely pictures, lovely artwork and amusing writings that you can find there. Every single week there's a blog related to the show that's just happened. Fabulous! So, I did say we'd do some celebrity birthdays. I really think we should still do that, shall we? Okay, let's do it. We all know it's the 18th of April. Here it comes. Who's celebrating today, then? Well, talk show host in America, Conan O'Brien, is 60 today. How is that possible? Former and current Doctor Who. How does that work? David Tennant is 52 today. Actor James Woods is 76 today. Reality star Kourtney Kardashian is 44 today. Film director Edgar Wright is 49 today. Happy Monday's percussionist Bez is 59 today. And former Arsenal, West Ham and England footballer Matthew Upson is 44 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And as ever, if it's your birthday today, a very happy birthday to you. Certainly, I know it's Leanne Simpson's birthday. Happy birthday to Leanne. It was Paul Holman's birthday yesterday. Happy birthday to you, Paul. It was my friend Nick Murphy's birthday on the 15th. Happy birthday to Nick. I'm not going back indefinitely. That would be crazy. They're relatively recent birthdays. Come on. Anyway, if you're celebrating for any reason whatsoever, hey, have a fabulous Tuesday evening tonight. I'm going out after this radio show, actually. I'm excited about that. It's going to be wonderful. Just into the delights of Brentwood. And there are many. For those of you that know, you know. For those of you that don't know, come to Brentwood and sample the delights. Now then, here, suggested by Ian Cash, are the Beatles.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes and she's gone. Rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
life on a train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Getting ever closer after a year away. The quiz that everybody feels slightly tense about. Bicklol is back after one more track, I reckon. Now we're going to move away from it being International Dark Sky Week, although it is that all week. It is also National Coin Week. And on the 18th of April, it's National Transfer Money to Your Daughter's Account Day. We're not doing the fanfare for that because it's one of the most ridiculous holidays I've ever heard. But National Coin Week, so tracks about money.
Phoenix FM.
Well, we've all been getting whipped up into a frenzy for the last hour or so. And finally, I think it's safe to say, it's time. It's back.
It's not true. That's impossible.
I'm on edge here. My heart's pounding. Come on. That music's not helping.
I think I am ready in a way.
Okay.
Yeah? That's terrifying. That's terrifying.
No. Oh.
Can I just say, I was genuinely quite stressed with all of that.
Well, I'm very excited to say, after almost a year's hiatus, it's back. Bic Lol is back. Ben's Impossible Question, League of Legends. And we needed a legend to take part in it today on the show that goes like this. So I'd like to say a big hello to the fabulous Ainsley Fannin.
Hello there. That's very kind of you to say. I believe I might be on the wrong Zoom call calling me a legend, but thank you. Nevertheless.
Well, you're a bit of a legend, and we'll find out how legendary you are in the quiz very shortly. Now, we've worked together in theatre in London on an immersive show, and I think one of the legacies of us working together will always be the duck that gets passed around. Yeah, so you've had a big influence on the duck. I always enjoyed playing the duck game with you.
Well, yes, I retired undefeated as undisputed duck champion of the world, so I'll take it, you know? I'm like Joe Calzaghe of the North, so I think of.
Nice, nice. And you are about to, you're an actor, obviously, and performer, and you're about to go into acting work. That's exciting, isn't it? Tell us a little bit about that.
It is, yeah. It's in a play set back up, so I'm from Sunderland, and it is a play at Sunderland Empire being commissioned and produced by the Empire in association with Sunderland Football Club themselves. And it's about the history of Sunderland Football Club, to which I am a massive fan for my sins. So,
well, I was very excited. I mean, I'm not a Sunderland fan, but I can appreciate how exciting this must be when you did promo photos at the football ground and stuff.
Yeah, that was a bit of a... I must have been very embarrassed in there because I was taking pictures of everything and... Like, everyone else was very professional. I was literally sat in the gaffer's chair like this.
Yeah, nice. Well, awesome. Good luck with that. Right, but are you mentally prepared for BicLol today? No one who ever does this ever quite knows what it's like until it's happened, I think.
I was going to say, I don't know if you ever can be mentally prepared for BicLol, but here I am, and I'm going to give it my best shot.
Right, well, best of luck. Just to explain for the listeners and yourself, once again, there's going to be three questions. You want to get as close to the answers as possible. All the answers are numbers. Question number one has the highest margin of error, where the answer is between 0 and 10,000. Question number two, slightly less, answers between 0 and 1,000. And question number three, bit easier, answer between 0 and 20. So, are you happy with that?
I am, yes.
I think I'm stalling. I think I'm going to try and actually get this going. So, get ready for a slightly tense jingle.
Okay.
There he is. Right, here we go. Good luck, Ainsley.
Question... Thank you very much. My nerves have gone through them.
Question one. The fifth currently longest running West End musical is The Lion King, which opened in October 1999. How many performances have there been to date of The Lion King since then?
Oh. 1,000.
Oh, hang on. 8,000. I think I may have to stop the jingle because you were breaking up then. I can put that back on in a minute. What was? Can you just repeat your answer?
8,906.
And six. Okay, that's fabulous. There may have been some interference during your first answer with the jingle, so I apologise to that. The jingle will come back. later. Well, yeah,
just that, it was bloody very pressurising. I'm glad it's gone.
Right, question two. As a big Sunderland fan, I had to ask you a Sunderland-related question. The player for Sunderland who's made the most appearances for the club is Jimmy Montgomery, who played as goalkeeper between 1960 and 1977. How many appearances did he make in total for Sunderland?
Okay, this is a good question. I know a ballpark for this, so that's good.
Ooh,
I
know it
definitely towards the higher end of the 600s. So, for sentimental reasons, because of the double, I'm going to go for 673.
All right, okay. And final question, question three. I know when you're in London, you often reside in the southeast, sort of east of London.
So something like
somewhere, I don't know your address. I'm clutching at straws. basically, on the Jubilee line, if you started at West Ham and ended up at Waterloo, how many stops would you have travelled? West Ham to Waterloo on the Jubilee line.
Okay. West Ham, Cannon Town. And then I'm stuck.
Because the train stops at Cannon Town, right?
Oh, no, see, why would it be a tube question that gets inside my head? It's got to be something along the line. Is this timed or anything?
Well, just so there's no... I mean, I can see you're not doing anything, but just so the listeners don't think you could be looking it up, you got to answer within about 20, 30 seconds, really.
No worries. I know that Waterloo's definitely two stops from London Bridge, so there's two. London Bridge is about 5 Canada Water, mate. That's 7. Canada Water is 2 from Canada. I'm going to go 10.
Well, I can tell you... I can tell you, you don't have to think anymore. For you, Bic Lol is over. So you've answered all the questions. So well done for that.
Thank you.
I'm quite excited to tell you. I think you've done quite well. I'm just doing some very quick math. The first question has the highest margin of error. Question one, basically, how many performances of The Lion King have taken place since it opened? You said 8,906.
Yeah.
The correct answer...
Good old lion.
8,897. So, with a margin of error of 10,000, you've got within 9. Which I don't think anyone has ever done before.
There you go.
Also, question number two, how many appearances did Jimmy Montgomery make for Sunderland? You said 673. Correct answer was 627.
Ah, okay.
But only 46 out when you can be up to 1,000 out. And then, number of stops from West Ham to Waterloo, you said 10. It's a little bit shorter. It's 8 stops.
Yeah.
But you're only 2 out, which gives you a total score of minus 57, which puts you right at the top of the leaderboard in first place.
Yes! You don't know how happy this makes me.
Well, the only mutual acquaintance we both have also on the leaderboard is Martin Hill. When you know he was in third, you've now knocked him down to fourth, and you're at the top.
He was in third with how many, sorry?
He did very well. He was on minus 398. You're on minus 57.
Didn't do very well, did he? He's on minus 300.
But when you know the bottom of the leaderboard is about minus 5,000, 5,500, you know, but I'm impressed. That is amazing. You're the only person who's ever got minus 2 figures. Everyone else has owned it with like at least over 100 and something.
I am genuinely over the moon with this. Remember on Top Gear when they used to do the fastest lap?
Yeah.
And then this get the fastest lap, and you could see how much it meant to them. This is how I feel right now.
Well, Well, I'm so glad I've brought Bit Club back after a year. I'm a bit shocked that the first person to try it has now jumped to the top of the leaderboard, but that's amazing.
I will be honest though, I was very lucky in the Sunderland question, because I definitely knew it was 600 and something. I knew the first number was a six.
Yeah.
So then nice. End of the 600s, but the Lion King one was genuinely pulling some things out of thin air.
That's amazing. Oh, I'm genuinely excited. Fabulous. The final reward you get, obviously, because as much as I'd love to talk to you all the evening, I have to let you go. The final reward you get is to introduce the next track that's going to play on the show this evening. Part of tonight's show is about money. So they're all tracks related to money. So the next track is going to be Travie McCoy and Billionaire. So I'd like to say thanks once again for playing. You have been a legend now. You're going to be in folklore of Bicklow forever. I don't know how that's going to get beaten. But thanks so much, Ainsley Fannin. Over to Ainsley to introduce the next track.
Thank you very much for having me, Ben. This next song is Billionaire by Travie McCoy.
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah. A different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Travie a wish list. I'd probably pull an Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had. Give away a few Mercedes like, here, lady, have this. And last but not least, grant somebody their last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travie Claus, minus the ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina here. And sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
All right, yeah.
Then what else?
A different city every night.
President, dunking on his delegates, then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million in the air just for the heck of it, but keep the 520s and bins completely separate. Yeah, I'd be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I'd probably take whatever's left and just split it up, so everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly. I know we all have a similar dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in the air and sing.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad.
So bad.
Buy all of the things I never had.
Go buy everything.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah? What you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
All right, yeah.
Then what else?
A different city every night. A billionaire, so freaking bad.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Travis McCoy and Billionaire. I think it's fair to say then, Bicklol is back with a bang. Ainsley Fannin going straight to number one on the leaderboard. Crikey. No one suspected that coming. After a year away, there's going to be all kinds of recriminations now. People are going to be desperate to appear on Bicklol in the coming weeks, I'm sure. You'll agree. The Bicklol table will be updated tomorrow and will be available for everyone to see on my Phoenix FM blog page. Available at phoenixfm.com. Search the schedule, click on the show that goes like this on a Tuesday evening. You'll be taken to my own personal blog. On every post there, there is a link at the bottom to the Bicklol League table. So Steve Hewlett knocked off the top tonight by Mr. Ainsley Fannin. Such a crazy score, minus 57. Let's just focus on a minute. The worst score it's possible to get. If you guessed 1 and the answer was 10,000, and if you guessed 1 and the answer was 1,000, you know, minus 9,999, minus 10,098, it could be 19 out. 10,117 is the worst you could get. He's gone. Minus 57. Absolutely incredible. Jaws agape everywhere in the Bicklol universe tonight on the show that goes like this. Stunning stuff from Ainsley Fannin. How long will he be sitting at the top of the leaderboard? It was Nick Murphy for so long, then Steve Hewlett took that mantle. Obviously, Bicklol's had a hiatus, but now Ainsley Fannin at number one. Huge congratulations. So probably he'll get to do loads of personal appearances now, being at the top of that leaderboard. He's not going to be strapped for cash for quite a while as a result of that Bicklol success. He won't be singing this track, like Simply Red have been doing throughout most of their careers. Ironic, really, because the sentiment in it, probably not true for a hit band. Just the royalties alone, they'll be fine for the rest of their lives, won't they? Anyway, money's too tight to mention.
I've been laid off from work, my rent is due. My kids all need brand new shoes. So I went to the bank to see what they could do. They said, son, look like bad luck got a hold on you. Money's too tight to mention. I went to my brother to see what he could do. Said, brother, I'd like to help you, but I'm unable to. So I called on my father, father, almighty father. Said, money's too tight to mention.
We're talking about the dollar bill and that old man that's Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Absolutely true. Tuesday the 18th of April, coming up to 25 past 7. Hope your evening's treating you well. You've only got just a little over 20 minutes to finish voting on tonight's intense debate. What are you happier dealing with, words or numbers? It's still very, very close. Neck and neck, really. A couple of votes either way could swing it, so get your votes in. Only available on Twitter, at Ben Sim Radio. Single click or tap to cast your vote on the tweet at the top of the profile. Why not give it a retweet as well? A retreat would be a real treat if you'd tweet. That could be a tongue twister in the making, couldn't it? Fabulous. Now, I am going to also share with you now some facts. Why am I going to do that? Because it is Mathematics and Statistics Awareness Month all throughout April. Get ready for some statistics about the UK. Tea is the most famous drink amongst British people, the most popular drink amongst British people. They are estimated to drink 165 million cups of tea every day. There's only 70 million people in the UK, aren't there? That's every person having 2.5 cups of tea a day. Why do they only have half and leave the other half? Craziness. Just when you think about populations, for example, in the United States, the tea consumption is 20 times lower than in the UK. Crikey. And more than 8 million citizens live in London, and it's estimated that more than 300 languages are spoken in the city. The first postage stamp was created in the UK, was designed in May 1840, featuring Queen Victoria. Also, the monument of Stonehenge is claimed to be one of the oldest monuments in the world. Scientists who studied it believe it was built in 3000 BC. That is quite literally old. And also, standing at 1,107 feet high, or 350 metres exactly, the Shard in London is the tallest object in Europe. There's some excitement for you. Now, more money-related music. Firstly, courtesy of Lunch Money Lewis. Get your votes in on the intense debate on Twitter at Ben Sim Radio.
Bye. I got bills.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And I'm well aware that we haven't paid a visit to the Weird World of News yet. However, there's plenty more still to squeeze in the final half hour, final quarter of the show, a show that has rocked the airwaves with a new leader taking their place at the top of the BitLol League table after almost a year away. If you missed it, you'll have to listen back on the catch-up service. It'll be available from tomorrow morning on phoenixfm.com. Click on the schedule, go to a Tuesday evening, click on the show that goes like this. You'll be taken to my Phoenix blog page. Tonight's show will be available to listen to and download at your leisure, as are all previous shows as well. So if you've featured on BitLol before, and you'd like to find out, you know, reminisce, have a few wonderful memories, then you can do so in that way. Now, some more facts about the UK. What else am I going to share with you? Did you know that Windsor Castle is the oldest royal residence still resided in by the British royal family? Also, in August 1896, the shortest war in history took place, which involved the UK and the Sultanate of Zanzibar. A battle was fought for around 40 minutes. One British sailor was injured. Casualties on the other side were estimated to be 500 and they surrendered. The UK victorious in the shortest war in history over the Zanzibar Sultanate in 1896. Lasting 40 minutes. Amazing. Totally randomly, another fact about the UK, J.K. Rowling was the first writer ever to become a billionaire from her writings. Her net worth reached over a billion in 2014. Impressive. And, oh dear, bearing in mind I've stuttered over my words a couple of times tonight, the longest name of any city in the world is of a town in Wales. Well, it's not a city then if it's a town, is it? Poor writing on this website where I'm getting my exhaustive research done. Longest name of any town in the world, I think, occurs from a place in Wales. Are you ready? Llan Ferpwyl Gwyn Gilgo Gerith Chwyrin Drobwyliant Silio Gogo Goch. I think I've done it justice. Yes. Will I do it once more? Will I do it just as well? Llan Ferpwyl Gwyn Gilgo Gerith Quirin Drobwyliant Silio Gogo Goch. Not bad. Can't remember it, but I can read it out. That is not easy, as many Welsh people will attest. Right, I work hard for my radio millions. And Donna Summer, she does the same. She gets paid for working hard, though. I'll leave you in the capable hands of Donna. Working hard for the money on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. We'll be right back.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Donna Summer working hard for the money. Can I honestly squeeze in five more tracks into the final 23 minutes, 15 seconds, plus some features that haven't featured yet, such as a visit to the weird world of news? Now, when it comes to supermarkets, we know Sainsbury's is named after a person called Sainsbury. You may not know that Asda was an abbreviation of Associated Dairies. Does anyone know the origins of Tesco? No, there wasn't a Barry Tesco back in the 1800s or whatever that founded the store. But did you know Tesco was founded in 1919 by a man called Jack Cohen, the son of Jewish migrants from Poland? And to get his first day's stock for a stall he set up in Hackney in London, he used money, demobilisation money from the Royal Flying Corps, which he was part of during World War One. And then he bought a shipment of tea in 1923, get ready, stay with me, from a man called Thomas Edward Stockwell. So using his initials, he made a label with T-E-S written on it and added the first two letters of his own surname, Cohen, to create Tesco. And he opened his first store in 1929 in Edgware. So buying a shipment of tea from Thomas Edward Stockwell and having the surname Cohen, he put T-E-S together, added C-O, and the rest, as they say, is history. Passed away in 1979, but his legacy lives on. Tesco's are found in most places in the UK with over 4,000 branches. Not many people know that Tesco was founded by Jack Cohen. There we go. You learn things on the show that goes like this, as well as being entertained, as well as having wacky quizzes, as well as knowing it's National Velociraptor Awareness Day, it's Newspaper Columnist Day, it's National Transfer Money to Your Daughter's Account Day. Speaking of money, let's move away from the broader subject of money to the specific subject of being rich with money. Here's someone who's not rich despite having six pence. They want a kiss. I'm confused, are you?
Phoenix FM.
That was Sixpence None the Richer and Kiss Me. I'm going to not speak for too long now. I want to try and squeeze three more tracks in. After the next track, we'll go back to the weird world of news and find out about a UFO that possibly has been discovered on Mars. Yes, so you send rovers to Mars, maybe you find things you didn't want to find. In the meantime, while we're thinking about being rich, here's the Tony Rich Project.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Tony Rich Project and Like a Woman. A couple of tracks still to go, and the result of the intense debate raging across social media at the moment. What do you prefer dealing with, words or numbers? Voting is about to close. You may still have about 90 seconds or so left on Twitter at Bensim Radio to cast your vote. Then I will reveal the result to you. Before that, though, another visit to the weird world of news to tell you all about the UFO spotter. So we do say this with a pinch of salt. A UFO spotter, if that even exists, because are they real? But anyway, they've discovered a crashed alien spaceship, possibly, on Mars in footage released by NASA. Yes, Scott Waring runs a blog called UFO Sightings Daily, where he shines a light on weird and wonderful news that he can find from anywhere in the cosmos. and he believes studying an image from the Mars Perseverance rover's video feed, he thinks he's seen a 10-metre disc crashed into the surface of the planet. Now, I'm looking at the picture at the moment, and it just looks like a heap of rocks strewn around with a sort of reddish-brown surface, like you'd expect on Mars. But, to be fair, in the distance, there is this sort of bizarre-looking, very circular semicircle sticking out of the ground. So Scott says that must be a crashed UFO because it's nearly a perfect circle and the other half is below the ground. But he also thinks one of the rocks strewn around is a carving in the shape of a human head, which I disagree with looking at that image. But anyway, I'm sure you can find this online if you search for a man who believes he's seen a UFO on the surface of Mars from Perseverance footage and decide for yourselves. I'm not too sure, to be honest, but it's still interesting. Will it happen in our lifetime? Some sort of first contact, some sort of acknowledgement that other life exists somewhere away from Earth, whether it's on the moon and its bacteria, whether it's on another planet or a moon of another planet in our solar system and it's some kind of tiny microscopic life form, or will we be contacted by intelligent life from further afield? Who knows? Will it ever be discovered? Can we really be the only living things in the universe? Anyway, while we all come to terms with that existential crisis, let's have Lionel Richie, because he's got the word Rich in his name, just trying to greet us, really.
I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your smile. You know just what to say, and you know just what to do, and I want to tell you so much. I love you. Sunlight in your hair, and tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello, I've just got to let you know, 'cause I wonder where you are, and I wonder what you do. Are you somewhere feeling lonely, or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying I love you. Thank you.
Are you somewhere feeling lonely? Someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying I love you.
Phoenix FM.
Lionel Richie and Hello. Shockingly, Lionel is also going to feature in our final track today. Not on his own, though. Before we get there, what is the result of tonight's intense debate? What are you happier dealing with, words and numbers? Well, thanks to everyone who's cast a vote tonight. Final result, words are the winners with 59% of the vote, numbers 41% of the vote. So we officially declare words better than numbers, according to the show. That goes like this, which is a bit of a sweeping statement, but there you have it. And huge thanks to everyone that's got involved, and thank you to everyone for bothering to click or tap on that poll running on Twitter, as it has been throughout the last 3 or 4 hours or so. Thank you to everyone that requested tracks for tonight's show as well. The likes of Phil Whelans, Laden Tunchai, Stuart Anthony, Sue Burton, Pat Nearney, Ellie Miles, Ian Cash, Nick Murphy, and of course my fellow Phoenix presenter Rob Harvey, who is up next with Synth City. So once I leave you, once the news is done, stick around on 98.0. Rob is in with Synth City, another 2 hour fantastic show. So what happened tonight? Well, we learnt it was National Velociraptor Awareness Day, Newspaper Columnist Day, National Transfer Money to Your Daughter's Account Day. Unbelievable. Also, all week, it's International Dark Sky Week. We celebrated musically. It's National Coin Week. And who could forget, it's Mathematics and Statistics Awareness Month, all throughout April. Craziness. We've also learnt that Tesco was founded by not a man called Tess or Co, by a man called Jack Cohen, who bought a shipment from someone whose initials were TES and put the first two letters of his surname at the end of it to create Tesco. We've also learnt there may be a UFO crashed on Mars, and if you look at the footage from the Perseverance rover, you may agree or disagree. And then words are better than numbers. And shockingly, the quiz Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends, using the wonderful acronym BICLOL, returned tonight. And shockingly, our competitor Ainsley Fannin has shot straight to the top of the leaderboard. If you missed anything, it will be available on my blog on phoenixfm.com from tomorrow morning, so check it out there. Thanks to everyone for getting involved. What about a track to play us out then? Well, we've been focusing on dark skies in the early part of the show and then money in the latter stages. So we've looked at being rich, therefore Lionel Richie is eligible to feature again, this time with Diana Ross. I'll be back next week. See you soon. Bye for now.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
Love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make,
and that beat as one.
our lives have just begun. Your charm.